Blog Talk Radio.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I belong.
Well, good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. It is a wonderful day. And truly, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Our God is truly a good God, and besides him, there is truly none other. Oh my God, hallelujah. This day right here. This day right here, the Lord God has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing everything that we need for this day. We have it. Hallelujah. For our God is truly the only true and living God. And he has provided us with everything we need. And I just sense that I can say emotional. Yeah. He has provided us with emotional support and help. Hallelujah. 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 We give honor this morning to God, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Besides him, as we stated earlier, there is no God. Hallelujah. There is no God. Hallelujah. He's good, and he loves us, and we truly give honor to God this morning, who in him we move and we breathe and have our being. We lost in him. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And we come in the name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good to us, and we honor him this morning. Before the foundation of the world, oh my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for everything. Yes, we do. We thank God for everything. Hallelujah, his ways. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. His purpose, yes, Lord, hallelujah. His will, hallelujah. Glory to God. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God called to pray. Hallelujah, glory to God. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We thank you for tuning in. It may be 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000 seconds, a moment in time from here. The Lord led you to this place. And we pray. And we thank God that something will be said that will make a difference. Turn the light on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for our Mother Dunlap this morning and our Minister Dunlap. Oh, very wonderful young man who found himself in a place that he didn't know he would be, and she found herself in a place that she never thought she would be. But God, and we thank God for the strength of both of them in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for bringing my dear sister out of surgery and having a successful procedure. God is good. We thank the Lord for bringing Bishop out of the hospital. We ask the Lord to continue to heal him in every area of his life. Yes. Thank him for the manifestation of his presence in his life, for being his hope, his everything. We thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for our children and grandchildren, your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We thank the Lord that he allows them to walk in the circle of his blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For being a healer. Yes, we thank the Lord for being our healer. But he said in his sacred scriptures, I am the God. Hey! Certainly not Margaret. He said, I am the God that healeth thee. He sent his word and he healed his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He sent his word and he healed his people. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. We thank our Facebook friends who are on this morning, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to jump in real quick and make a quick announcement, and that is our Saturday morning prayer time for all those who would like to join us for prayer on Saturday morning. At 6 a.m., you may dial in at 646-769-9900. Again, the number is 646-769-9900. And the code is 182. Hallelujah. Thank you. Again, Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. To join our prayer line, you dial 646-769-9900. And the code is 182. We'll be so delighted for you to join in. Hallelujah. It's not necessary for you to say your name. Just say hallelujah, and we just start praying. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We have your phone number. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we'll give that number out again. We've had to in the last, 14 years, have changed numbers about, I guess it's been about 3 times. And we decided to put a number in reserve just in case. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gloria, wake up one morning and can't get through. So we have a backup, and we thank the Lord for giving us the mind to have a backup. And let me give you that number again. And as I said, because of the times that the numbers would change on us, we just lose it, and we don't know why we now have a backup number. So if you should call in on Saturday mornings and you can't get through, we'll try to reach right out to you immediately and give you the backup number. But the number for now is 646-769-9900, and the code is 182. Prayer line on Saturday morning, 646-769-9900, code 182. Hallelujah. God bless you. So whenever you feel the desire to come off of and pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, just come on with your hallelujah, hallelujah, bless the Lord. Been doing it for about 14 years, and we thank God for keeping us. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm telling you, he is so good. He's great. He's awesome. He's your father. Hallelujah. He's your father, and he loves you. Hallelujah. He loves me. So that is so, it makes it so easy to be able to love those who despitefully misuse you, because you're in a different place, a higher place, because you're truly in God, and you're wanting to, we're wanting to demonstrate what it looked like, to be a child of God. And we have power. We have authority. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 You're a child of God. Isn't that a wonderful thing to just know it and it's confirmed? Hallelujah. So we're not going to waste any time. Not that we think we waste time, but we just want to go in and just a shower this morning. A shower. A shower. Good morning, my darling sister. God bless you. Love you. A shower. And we just want to be showered with the word. Hallelujah. And the first scripture we're going to read is Psalms 139. Mm-hmm. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compressest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Rather shall I go from thy spirit, or rather shall I flee from thy presence. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shining as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Hallelujah. God is so good, and we thank the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. That was Psalms 139. A subtitle, Praise to the All-Knowing God. Hallelujah. We can take confidence. We can take, you know, you can take rest in God. because he doesn't change. It, you know, with man, sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad, flipping and a flopping. God is the same. He is the same. He does not change. He's all-knowing. That doesn't cease. He's all-loving. That doesn't cease. Isn't that a blessing? We can take comfort in knowing that God cares. He loves us. And he is indeed good. Nothing changes that. Hallelujah. Sometimes I just get excited. Hallelujah. The word is so precious. It's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Genesis, you know we were going to go there. Oh, repetition. The light is going to come on. Hallelujah. We're open to what God is showing us. Hallelujah. We don't want to miss it. The light. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. The first thing God said that is recorded, let there be light. And there was light. 5. And God called the light. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First, the same chapter, the 26th verse. The sixth day. Glory to God. The sixth day. Ooh. The crowning of his creation. Hallelujah. 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 And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just wonderful. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, God is good. Let's just read this eighth verse. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. In the midst of it, every tree our God made to grow. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is good there. We just thank God for opening our minds of understanding, giving us clarity. Yes, Lord. Giving us understanding. Hallelujah. Revelation, knowledge. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We're leaning and depending on you, Almighty God, to give us understanding. Hallelujah. Illumination of the word. Hallelujah. 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 Guide us to hallelujah, that we may have a better understanding and clarity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Erase that is an error, and illuminate that is what is true. Hallelujah. Oh, God can do it. Give us the mind of understanding. Hallelujah. I just love saying hallelujah. So I just ask that you forgive me. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, 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 glory. I had mentioned Exodus on yesterday. So, excuse me. Let's read the first place that is mentioned. And we know that it is also in Deuteronomy. But let's just read Exodus, the 20th chapter. Well, let's go to the 19 and 20. And the Lord called down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou charge us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, go thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them the Ten Commandments for Israel. Hallelujah. The Ten Commandments. Verse 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord shall not hold thee guiltless that take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. Verse 10 of 20. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy master manservant, nor the maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rest the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor thy neighbor's. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. 18, and all the people saw the thundering and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But not let God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto them, fear not, for God is come to prove you, that this fear may be before your face, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to go over to Deuteronomy 5. And we're going to start at the 6th verse. Here, Israel is reminded of the commandments. Listen. Let's start at the first verse in chapter 5. Of Deuteronomy. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgment which I speak in your ear this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. That you learn them, you keep and you do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with thee in her. The Lord made not his covenant with our fathers, but with us. even us, who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord talk with you face to face in the mount, out of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to show you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid by reason of the fire and went not up into the mount, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other God before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven images, image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor the manservant, nor the maiden servant, nor thy ox, nor things, nor thine ass, nor any of the cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out hence through a mighty hand, and he stretched out his arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day, honoring thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor. These words the Lord spoke unto all the assembly in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them in two tablets of stone, and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And ye said, behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God does talk with man, and he liveth. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I was saying to myself, well, kind of softly to the Lord, I'm always led to read and go into the Old Testament. But it's the foundation. It's the foundation. It's the first. Hallelujah. And we see here the testimony that God does speak to his people. Oh, my God. Because we feel that he won't speak to you or he won't speak to me. Big old no, God ain't speaking to nobody. And my reasoning, until someone can show me different, based on this, my reasoning is that if he could create us, and he did, he blew the breath of life, my God, in us. And you mean to tell me that something could stop him from speaking to us? I know sometimes we can hear many voices and we think, well, this is the Lord talking, and we may be in error, but that doesn't negate the fact that he does not speak. He does. He can. Why would that be too hard for him? I'm settled that God speaks. I am. I'm settled. And I just enjoy hearing and reading the scriptures. And you just see, you could just jot down so many nuggets that's right there that confirms what was an error or what was truth, you know, like, oh, Lord, or even, Lord, how did I miss this? But it's right here. So we thank the Lord for opening our mind to understanding and just showering us with his word. And that's why we're going to go back to, to Isaiah 43. I'm telling you, I just love the Lord, and I thank him for his patience and his love for us, how he just lead us. And we never get too matured, too grown in him that, you know, we are above all of the teaching of God. We've read it so much. And I'm telling you, you can say, oh, I read this 100 times, and then read it again and see what happens. Read it again. It's deep. It's deep. It's deep. Hallelujah. And let's never forget to read under the authority of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, you know I was going here. I tell you, I just shout. Woo! My spirit just leap. I love hearing. And this is not the only place, but it just happened to be one of mine. And if you have one, share it with me. I just love hearing in the beginning God. God said. I love the God said. I love hearing what God said. Oh, my God. God said. You got a God said. God said it. Hallelujah. When was the first time he said something? Just like Isaiah 44:5 says, one shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and subname himself by the name of the Lord. Thus is the Lord, the King of Israel.
and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. And who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto me. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witness. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any.
Glory. I know you can shout on that. There is no God. Oh, I tell you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's comforting. And so we read it, we read it, we read it, we read it, we hear it, we hear it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Repetition, 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 repetition. Excuse me. I think it's the pollen trying to get me, but we rebuke it in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. But, excuse me. Repetition, 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 till it just become a part of us, that no place for doubt, insecurity. No, said, I know not any God besides him. Ooh, that's a revelation. That is so sweet. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to 43:7. Now, this here, I was studying, I think I mentioned it to you, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And this is one of the cross scriptures, Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, it says some places, those who identify with his name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Listen. God has created him for his glory. He has formed him, have formed him. Yea, he says, I have made him. So you're in a place where you're questioning. I'm not making light of that. But this is the answer. This is the key here. What it is that you are to do. God has created. He has created you for his glory. He has formed you. F-O-R-M-E-D, you. And he has made you. He acknowledged there that he has made you. And it's all his glory. Yeah. So don't have doubt. No, God is in control. And God got you. God got you. God got you. God love you. He know where you are. He know where he has placed you. Yeah. Even when enemy want to set snares for you, God got you. But he has made you for a special purpose. To bring glory to him. Hallelujah. God is good. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me.
He never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And I thank God for allowing that to resonate in our spirit, man. No sickness, no disease. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand. Listen. Let's do 10 again. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand. Understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Before the day was, in the beginning, God. Before the beginning begun, God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Lord, have mercy. Can't you just get, oh my God. Oh, my God, isn't it just wonderful? I mean, when you just sit and the Lord just illuminates and you go, all you can say, oh, my God, Lord, you did this for me. You're sharing this to me. Hallelujah. To encourage me. Comfort me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. Hallelujah. We bless your wonderful name. Father, we thank you for truly this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Your will, your way, your purpose, your desire. Oh, God, it is your side that was set before the foundation of the world. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you this morning. We thank you for the word that we've heard, Almighty God. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see, ears that we may hear. Thank you for touching our heart that we may obey you, Almighty God. Thank you, Father, that we'll be in harmony and peace with you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, as we're in harmony and peace with the brethren. Hallelujah, bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we are reflecting heaven on earth. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you that we are light in a world of darkness, Almighty God. Oh, bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, for giving clarity, Almighty God, in the way that we should walk, in the way that we should talk. Hallelujah. In the way that we should treat each other. Almighty God. Almighty God, thank you when you open our eyes to see. Oh, God, you show us what it is that we should do. Hallelujah. 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 Great and awesome. Oh, God, yes. Great and awesome in all your ways. We humble ourselves before you, God, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Almighty God, for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your faithfulness. Yes, we do, Almighty God. We thank you that you fight our battles, that you protect us, that you are a shield of defense, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. We thank you that we're in your care. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We thank you for building our confidence in your God. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing us to walk higher. Almighty God, that man will see you and us and not see ourselves, not see, but you in us. Almighty God, not exalting ourselves, Almighty God, but exalting you. Oh, God, thank you for guiding our tongue. Thank you for putting God, posting angels at our mouth that we don't speak out of turn. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the God at our mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you for opening our mouth wide, God. Almighty God, that we hold our tongue, but you open our mouth wide and fill it with words. Almighty God, hallelujah. Bless your name. We say that you are Lord of every area of our life. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, your most holy name. We pray for those that are in authority, God. Touch their hearts, Almighty God. Speak to them, Almighty God. Move, God. Spite of their weaknesses, Almighty God, build up what needs to be built up, bring down what needs to come down, fight for those that need defending. Almighty God, God, thank you for God that you rule in the affairs of man. Have your way, Almighty God. for you are the power and you are the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you that your will must be done and your will be done. Great God Almighty, speak to them. Almighty God, all those, the governments, the men, Almighty God, the business of men that's there to show compassion, keep them in a frame of mind, not for profit, Almighty God, but compassion. Compassion for those that have been made responsible, that they said they want to help. Oh, God, step in the situations and the circumstances. Oh, God, let your will be done. Protect the innocent. God, the helpless, Almighty God, step in the minds of every physician, hallelujah, hallelujah, let them think no highly of themselves than they ought. Oh God, perfect them. Concern for your people. Almighty God, be their leaning post. Almighty God, be their help. Touch them in their personal lives and in their professional lives. Almighty God, take the weight. Almighty God, refresh and renew. Hallelujah. Let them know that they are not the absolute. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. You allow them to have knowledge, but it's not absolute. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let them know their frailty. Almighty God. But you work and we thank you, God. Hallelujah. In spite of the frailty of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the medicines. Almighty God, we ask that you sanctify it. Hallelujah. Prepare the bodies to receive the injections. Almighty God, sanctify it for the healing. In the name of Yeshua, we plead the blood of Yeshua over every child. In the name of Jesus, glory. Remember every preacher, every evangelist, every teacher of the gospel. Almighty God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Your most holy name. Hallelujah. Remember the evangelist, the apostle, the prophet, the preacher, the bishop, in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remember the helpless, the homeless, the children, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Grant traveling mercy. Every place our feet step, we ask, Lord God, right now, hallelujah, that you protect, shield, and defend. Almighty God, in Yeshua's mighty name, we thank you and we glorify you. Hallelujah. Every word that we should have said and we didn't say, we thank you that you know and you will release your glory in the earth. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name.
In your prayer.